What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
I've already had so much pumpkin pie, but I'm just not going to stop.
Have you really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm jealous.
I've been walking to Whole Foods lately, and they sell homemade pumpkin pie there that I swear to God is the best pumpkin pie I've ever had. Now, Andy, I keep getting halves of pumpkin pie. They sell them in halves in like these little plastic containers. But if it turns out, guys, if you get two halves,
they make a whole pie.
They do.
I'm very excited.
Not only does it make a hole, but you also get to spend more money on it. So Nick's stoked.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's what happens, right? In the Scarpino household, you know how this goes. This guilt, the guilt of wanting snacks. Andy, you've been there with me. When you see me have those crises when I'm like, I really want snacks right now, but I'm going to try to exercise self-control. So I'll bring home just a half of the pumpkin pie, and me and D will start with one slice. And of course, that second slice, what are we going to do? You're going to store a fucking two slices of pumpkin pie?
No way. Storm in your belly.
So we're like, cool, we're done. We didn't get the full pie. And then, of course, the next day you wake up and you're like, I want more fucking pie. So you end up spending twice as much for we should have just gotten like two whole pumpkin pies when the season started and just slow played them. But that's how it goes.
You can't slow play pumpkin pie,
fuck
man.
No, you can't.
One of the best foods to just suck down. Like you do, like you never even
there's
have
something
to move
about
your
it.
Teeth.
There's something about the texture of pumpkin pie that makes you feel like you can just eat an entire pie and be fine.
Mm-hmm. You know it's like baby food. Yeah.
Wait, exactly.
Now, where do you guys come down with the sorry, you can introduce everyone else, but I do want to come down with how everyone takes their pumpkin pie. I need to know this.
How do you take it?
Do you take it? Do you do like
up your whipped ass.
Cream? You hoop it up the butt.
Here's the thing is I'll eat it however you whatever the options are. You know what I mean? If you want to get into is this like a cheeseburger burger debate? Like I'm gonna whatever the house rules are, that's what it's raised. And when I think of pumpkin pie on a Thanksgiving, I'm thinking of a slice of pumpkin pie and then the ready whip on top.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Now will I eat it? No, will I eat it dry? Of course I will. Yeah.
Anyway. See, I don't begrudge people for the ready whip, but I don't need it. I need a like maybe a hot cup of coffee on the side of the pumpkin pie with a hot cup of coffee.
Fresh God, looking out at a lake that's been frozen over. Maybe there's a couple of elk looking at you, and they go, "Can you have some pumpkin pie?" And you're like, "Yes, you can."
And you like taking mushrooms? Have you taken mushrooms? And the elk are talking. You're eating a pie plate full of rocks. Yeah, some pumpkin pie. Thank you. Teeth are all broken.
They're just dogs. They're just rabid dogs.
One of them is just a fucking tree.
No, I hear you, Nick. I'm obviously excited for Thanksgiving food or whatever, but more excited that tomorrow my next refill of dope gets here. The cookie dough, edible cookie dough, because the supermarket in the neighborhood used to have it, so I got it all the time. Then they stopped, and then I searched every random corner store I would go into to get it. They didn't have it, and so then the other day we had just in the freezer these cookies from Byright that were just ready to go right on the thing and be cooked, and I would just eat them frozen. And I was like, this can't be healthy, like in terms of like the raw stuff inside them. I need to get back on my dope train. So I just started doing it.
Dope train?
Well, I mean,
dope
you're train? Still here. You're still talking. You're still healthy. You haven't died.
Yeah, but this
yet.
Is a I'm better sure way because then you feel like, I mean, this is cookie dough designed to be eaten just how.
Yeah, you don't have the raw eggs in there, which I think is the big culprit,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Mine's coming by 8 p.m. tomorrow. And I'm very excited because I've never had it.
Oh, you were in for a treat. Now, did you do the sampler pack? I'm sorry. Hold on, wait, 1 second. Forbes 30 under 30, a.k.a. the second best baby blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. the short-haired one because it's growing back in at Tim Gettys. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So now this is your first time and it's a sampler pack.
Yes, I got the variety pack, which includes chocolate chip, rainbow sprinkle, cookies and cream, and chocolate s'mores. I'm going to real quick send this over to...
Yeah, send it to Barrett.
Assets.
So, okay,
Barrett and Courtney
so-
are the ones and twos.
So is
the man
it,
saying so is the Hispanic heartthrob, Texas treat, Latino heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds, the globetrotting headshot nitro rifle from twitch.tv, Andy Cortez.
So, okay. The raw egg aspect of it, and Nick says it's not real cookie dough, right? But it's basically real cookie dough. It just
it's real cookie dough.
Raw egg.
I think dope is the one. I've tried many edible cookie doughs. I think dope is the one that you can also scoop out if you wanted to and make cookies out of it.
Okay. Now, does the fact that it is sans a raw egg, does that diminish the experience at all?
No. Because it's cookie dough on demand.
So here's the thing, Andy. Their catchphrase is eat it or heat it.
There it is. I was right.
Which I really, really enjoyed. Barrett, can you go down to the third picture? This is the one that sold me. That color. I was like, I need this in my mouth. I need it in my body. Oh,
that's not even mint chocolate.
I want to see how it comes out.
That looks really good right now. I'm not even that hungry. It's Cookie Monster. So it's like that's what the flavor is.
It's cookies and cream, but it's green. Oh, and you know what, Tim? I'm also on board. I need some of this.
The greenness of it made me think that it was mint chocolate chip. I'll tell you what I did last night.
Well, that should be bubble gum.
I'll tell you what I did last night. I was just sitting around playing some Demon Souls, and I decided I wanted to Uber Eats some ice cream.
Yeah.
And so I did. And I had Ben and Jerry's cookie dough ice cream.
I was wondering what that tiny bag you got delivered at like 11 at night was. Because I was like, he's ordering that is in such a tiny package that he needs this late at night.
Tiny bag. And what I did with it was I was eating it throughout me playing the game. And I let it sit there long enough that it basically super melted. But I didn't care because I just wanted the cookie dough. And so what I did was I basically had about a half a pint of are those little mini? No, wait, is that a pint? Is a little tiny one a pint?
Yeah.
I basically had half of a pint of just a bunch of nearly melted ice cream with a bunch of cookie dough. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of like getting fish in a barrel, right? It was so much easier to catch now. The fish were all there. I didn't have to dig in and like throw out different bait or use a different rod, or maybe my hook is broken. It was also available. So I'm just scooping out the little fucking turds of cookie dough.
Yeah.
And I got all of them, Greg. I was like, all right, I'm done with the ice cream. I don't need it.
Yes. That's my thing. As somebody who adores cookie dough, it drives me crazy that cookie dough ice cream is just there. Cause it's not, I want just the cookie dough. I don't need the ice cream around it as well. And I thought legitimately, I had a fever dream as a high school kid, because in Naperville there used to be a restaurant there called Cookie Dough Creations. That was, I remember when walking by it one day with some friends, we went in there and it was just the tubs that you'd usually have the ice cream in where you scoop them out, but it was just different kinds of cookie dough.
Wow.
And I was like, I'm seeing it right now from the ground up. This is going to be a thing that sweeps the nation. And it never did. And I will have you know that I thought, I didn't go to Naperville that often. I was, you know, Glen Ellen boy, but I thought for sure Cookie Dough Creations would be out of business. I Googled it while you were talking. Cookie Dough Creations still in existence. Opened in 1994, still in Naperville, kicking the shit out of everybody. This is their tagline. They are like a family-run business. This is
we're going to kick the shit out of you.
This is their tagline. You up. What are you waiting for? Be bad. Then in all caps, eat it raw.
Oh my God.
Like, damn, Cookie Dough Creations, you're harder than I thought you were. I didn't realize that was the deal.
Legit, man.
I feel like this, like, just based on that tagline, Greg, it feels like it was about to be a failing company. And then they hired a couple of 20 something year old Zoomers to, like, all right, we need this. We need our social media game. And then they like got new logos and they got a cool tagline. And now they're like talking shit to fucking, I don't know, Bluebell Ice Cream on Twitter. Like they're doing all that engagement. Yeah. That's great.
Can't believe they're still running.
Meanwhile, Dope is out here. They have Eat It or Heat It. They have Buy Dope, Give Hope, where 1% donated to support mental health and addiction recovery. And then they also have Egg Free, We're Not Yoking. So two very different sides of the cookie coin.
Yeah.
I do give a shout out to the, like, they're just, what was it called? The Cookie Creator?
Cookie Dough Creations.
Well, Cookie Dough Creations, like, just ruthless.
I just can't believe that they're still there. Like this, like, because that's a fun thing, obviously, but to have lasted since 1994.
Staying power.
You know, Greg, what I mean?
It's one of those things where, you know, everybody says, look, if you don't want to lose your job in the future, get a job that's always going to be needed, right? And what do we always need? We need car mechanics. We need plumbers. We need cookie dough makers.
Mm-hmm.
And lasers and quicksand.
You can get a quart.
Oh, different list.
That's the fear list.
That's right.
Quart for $13 here, Greg. I think this is a good deal. I wonder how much it would cost.
At Cookie Dough Creations?
Yeah, Cookie Dough Creations.
I don't think there's no preservatives they're talking about, so you can't even do it. I'm definitely spending more than $13 on my dope here that I ordered.
How much is the dope stuff? What's that?
Dope is like ridiculously expensive.
4 16-ounce pints. Let's see how much that is. $69. Fuck, they've got
what?
They know. Yeah.
They got what? They know you can't get it anywhere. It's being taken off the shelves. Some kid went blind at Adronico's. I don't know. I got to get it somewhere. What are you going to do?
That's ridiculous, dude. That is ridiculous.
5 ounce cups, it's $40, $37.
Yeah, but then I think I did it, and I got like a 20% off thing, and I did that smaller one just to try. See,
this
it
is
out.
What this is what's kept me from doing it on a regular basis. $5, please. Is that it is a premium, and Tim, I'm at my breaking point where I'm just eating fucking frozen raw cookie dough out of the goddamn freezer like a bear that broke into my house
with the wrapper still on it.
Just holding it like a fucking sausage, like it's a big salami stick. What do they call? What do they call those? It reminds me of
like a Slim Jim.
What was that? The Christmas sausages that they sell. You know what I mean?
Summer sausages.
Yeah, the summer sausages where it's like a seasonal thing.
Yeah.
But there's just something about the Pillsbury dough chocolate chip roll. No, just the roll, the big.
Oh sure, yeah. The Toll House fucking
thing. Yeah.
Thick roll. Where like when you're making the cookies. By the time you put the first tray in, you are sick to your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's been one cookie on the tray, one cookie in my mouth, one cookie on the tray, raw dough. Yeah. And there's something about that need to be bad and to just break the rules where everyone's like, don't eat the cookie dough. It's going to hurt your stomach. And you're like, fuck you.
You get care. Worms. Remember it's that? Fucking lie? I never met one kid with worms.
Do you think that the person that
would they tell you if they had one?
I feel like that would have come up. Come on, that would have come up now by now.
That's in conversation. Yeah, that's a classic like, conversation starter.
I do this out of pure love.
Why didn't you come to basketball practice? I got worms from eating raw cookie dough.
I mean this out of pure love, Greg. But like, I would bet money that at some point Poe had worms.
Yeah, or one of your weird ass friends.
I'm tweeting. Have you ever had worms?
I was gonna say, do you think the person that experimented with eating raw cookie dough tried the same thing with raw biscuit tubes?
No,
you know, like really raw. Disappointed. No.
I was, yeah. You know, that's funny that you said that, Andy, because like when we used to make brownies, for instance, I always wanted to like lick the little whisk.
Like,
you
know, the whisk.
And it was never as good. So brownie batter just doesn't taste nearly as good as like raw cookie dough or even cake batter. I've just never been into it, you know? Mm. There are those moments.
Frosting is always the one, right? I wouldn't, the cake batter, sure, whatever, but like the frosting of the cake when you're like spinning that around or even when it's open, get some fingers in there.
I'll never forget. I think it was one of the first Christmases I spent with my wife's family. They just had bought like edible, I guess it was called edible frosting. This is frosting, right? But they just bought frosting so that you could just eat it. And I'm like, wait, are you guys going to put that on something? And they're like, well, we bought one for the sugar cookies and just one.
To nosh on.
Just to have some fun. And I don't know if you guys know anything about frosting or if you watch the Great British Bake Off. Frosting is just sugar. It's just
pure butter.
Dude, but there's like a hidden level of bullshit with it too, with this whole fondant thing. Right. Well,
fondant can go suck it.
It's like, hey, okay, you can like make it look like anything you want and it's really beautiful and cool, but it's like it's edible, but it's not at all. It's disgusting. It's like, gross. Why would they do that? Get that away
from my desserts. I've had that same sort of issue, Tim. I'm glad you're bringing this up because I've had this same issue with food coloring where a lie has been sold to you that you can just that it's edible. You'll be fine. But are we really fine if we eat food coloring? Okay?
You'll get the green
poop. This sounds like you're trying to start a conspiracy theory here because like I thought you were going to say that like, oh, they say that
the food coloring
because food coloring has no taste. But it actually does affect the taste of your food a little bit, which I would be like, huh, I don't think it does. I don't have that experience. But no, you're not even saying that. You're just straight up saying that we haven't seen the proper studies.
That's what I think, Tim. I think it hasn't been looked into deep enough. Now that you do bring up a good point, though, Tim, that yes, there is a taste. So first off, they're lying to us there already. I'm glad you brought that up. I've been wanting to bring that up for a while. Good. So that's lie number one. Who knows how far the lies go, right? 2, 3, 4. Who knows how many more lies there are?
Go ahead,
Nick from Kind of Funny.
This question is for Barrett from Kind of Funny. Has Andy left his room anytime in the last like 2 months? Because he's going down this conspiracy theory.
I have not seen him since March.
We're gonna need to put a carrot on the ground or some cookie dough on the ground and just kind of get him out of his room.
No, that's a lie. He'll come out once every blue moon to pet Lulu and then Lulu will growl at him. But the thing that I want to test this out with now is having two glasses of water and having Andy blindfolded, and I put food coloring one and not in the other, and see if he can spot the difference.
They did this with Stugatz, because they said a news thing that Fruit Loops taste the same, that they're no matter the color they're all, and he was like, no, I don't believe that. That's ridiculous. He's like, there are different colors, there are different tastes to different Fruit Loops. The purple one tastes like grape, blah blah blah. And so they had him do a blind taste test, and they were just like lying to him as he ate everyone. Like,
oh god,
cherry. That's right. Wow. Like, there you go. They're just lying.
Wait, did they really all taste the same? The Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops.
I could have swore I guess when they added the lime ones, and they just added lime to the taste of all of them. Then does that make sense? Because there was a moment where Fruit Loops didn't have the green. And that was a big deal, I think, in the mid-90s. We were like,
I remember the commercials.
Yeah, we're adding lime to the Fruit Loops. And I was like, what? But I always thought that, wow, you just blew my mind, Andy.
It was around the same time there was the big mistake at the factory where they went, oops, all berries, and then they had to sell them.
That's Captain Crunch.
Remember that? Yeah, I know, but it was around the same time.
Wait, was that a mistake? Fruit Loops had to keep up. Mm-hmm. Or was that just marketing? Because I fucking loved the all berries. Yeah, it was marketing. Oh, I was gonna say, okay, good. Yeah. I was like, damn, dude, way to turn apples into lemonade.
Into berries.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Greg needed this tonight. Greg's been too serious lately, guys.
He's just too fucking fun. Where's just fun, Greg Miller?
The fuck, I'm as fun as I've ever been. The sincerity in Nick's voice. I'm like, wait, was it really an accident
at the factory? Man, you know how like
they run into like the marketing department. They're like, guys, you got to fix this for us. All right, listen, we got 300 boxes that are all berries. Can you do something? Fuck, I guess we can draw a new box.
It was so funny because when they came out with those, I was like, what a genius idea. But after my first bowl, I was like, I kind of miss the mellowness of the normal Captain Crunch, like flake or whatever the hell you'd call that, nugget. And then also just the thing about Captain Crunch that you always have to commit to is that it is the one cereal that you know you have to take your pain with your pleasure. Mm-hmm. Because by the third just bite of that thing, your entire mouth has been fucked up. Yeah, the roof of your mouth is gone, Andy. It
you
got to
build up the callus. You got to build up the, yeah.
Oh, I had the calluses when I was a kid, for sure. I could eat anything. And I don't even think I tasted it anymore. It just went straight to my stomach.
I'd like to think that all the crappy stuff that I've been eating has just been building up tolerance for the future. And in a future where the world is ending and we have to eat we have to eat dirt and we have to eat awful shit,
each other,
my stomach's just kind of prepared for the worst of all of it. You know, I've been priming my whole life.
Nick, you're just such a fuck. I love the energy you're bringing today. You're just like, I'm only going to take it 80% there, and then I'm just going to let my foot off the gas. You know,
yeah, I didn't know. You know what's funny is, here's what happened. It went, you know, my brain turned into one of those. Greg, do you remember back in the day when you'd see like movies that had the network television like station, and the arm would come up and grab the disc and then come down and then put the tape into the new thing and play it? Sure. And, like, make sure. So what happened?
For the record, I don't know if I ever saw that as much as I imagined it. But right. Yes, I know you're talking about.
I think they had it in True Lies. I think there was a part in True Lies where I remember seeing like that was the data. It doesn't matter. For the sake of argument, here's what happened there, Tim. The arm went up and it went to reach for a tape. Nothing was there. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, and then it just looked back at me and was like, I don't what do you want? You got nothing. Blanked, yeah. This is dumbass.
You know, no ammunition in the weapon, unfortunately.
No.
Unfortunately.
Zero.
Yeah, wow. Did Joey already leave?
No, Joey's here.
She's not going.
Do you want me to ask her something?
No, I just, you know.
To I'm see just how thinking, she's doing.
I'm nostalgic about Thanksgiving. And mm-hmm. I know that if you do travel, you should be arrested.
Yeah, wow. Those makes are the rules.
Yeah, that makes sense. Especially if you're going to go spend quality time with anyone.
Yeah. No, but Joey's lucky. You know, she's got people kind of living close to her.
She's also like had those people in her circle of since like day one too.
Yeah, did she just help her parents move too long?
This is the hard thing with me is I do want to go down and see my parents and my brother. And my brother has been up a little bit here and there, so I've spent some time with him. But and he's getting tested like crazy because he's doing all his installs and stuff, so they're testing him a lot. But with my parents, it's like, oh, I want to see you guys, but I haven't seen you all year, and you're also in your 70s. You're at that high risk mm-hmm. level, mm-hmm. and like, I just feel bad. I'm like, we're gonna have to just FaceTime it again one more time this year, I think.
I'm glad that my parents, more importantly, my mom, watch news with people that are trying to help you.
Sure.
So not Fox News.
Yeah, they are not watching Fox News. Because every once in a while she'll be like, yeah, you know, we want you to come, but you know, Fauci's saying, you know, it's this, please don't do this. And she's like, so I've just been sort of, you know, thinking about this, and I'm like, Mom, I'm so glad you are educated. Like, I'm so glad. My mom's a nurse, so she obviously listens to, you know, science and facts and stuff like that. So I'm glad that she's
facts.
Kind of.
No.
Yeah. So I'm glad that she's kind of on that side of things, because I know that for a while there's that great meme about this where it's Jim Halpert and he's showing like the two graphs in the office, and the one graph says like little tiny bar COVID, huge bar of level of concern, and it's like back in March.
Yeah.
And then it goes now, and it's like huge bar COVID, little tiny bar level of concern, and he's like, here's where we are now. And it's so true, because like, I mean, the levels are just rising all across the country at crazy rates, and every day we're breaking new records because we're USA number one. And I feel like people are starting to just not care anymore. Like, people are caring less about it. And I think a lot of it has to do with this, you know, 98% whatever survival rate or whatever.
Yeah.
And I feel like that goes into a lot of people's sort of riskiness, you know, be like,
it won't happen to my friends.
Yeah, it's funny though, because I think that's, I mean, obviously the wrong way to think about it. The way I think about it is I'm not worried for myself. I'm more worried that I would infect other people around me that are at higher risk. And I think if you follow Kumail Nanjiani on Twitter, he's been sort of espousing that since day one, where he's been like, listen, you guys are, yes, statistically, the people sitting on this podcast would probably be fine if we got COVID. I've known people that have gotten it that are young. It sucks. They did not like it. It was not an enjoyable experience, but they got over it. But for me, it's more about like, I like my parents. They're pretty cool people. I'd like them to be around for, you know, as long. I'd like to spend as much time with them as possible, especially as I'm getting up, you know, I'm above 40 now and I'm starting to understand my own mortality. I'm like, wow, these relationships aren't going to be around forever. So it is heartbreaking, but I do want to keep them safe, and I want to keep everyone around us safe.
Dallas Cowboys backup quarterback got COVID like 2 weeks ago. And he finally made his return and said that he still doesn't really have a sense of taste or smell.
That's the weirdest thing, man.
Kevin Hart did you watch the new Kevin Hart special, Nick?
Mm-mm. No, I had a bunch of comics. It's evidently highly contested, that special, but I haven't watched yet. A bunch of comics were dissing on it in a text thread that I was on. So I was like, I'll watch it.
I don't believe you. No way. Comics hating on other comics? No.
Oh my God, of course.
Successful title.
Of course.
No way. But one of the big bits of it was that he had COVID and pretty early and got over it. Him and his wife had it, and like, he had absolutely no symptoms, but his wife lost her taste and stuff, but she ended up getting it back. But it was just like, it's so scary, like this thing just can like affect everybody so differently.
Well, yeah, my grandparents are the same way. My grandma had no symptoms, and my grandpa almost died and was doing really, really bad for a while. So it is kind of. And that's the scariest thing, again, like, you've heard it a million times, but it's like, if you wearing the mask isn't about necessarily you getting it, it's about the possibility of you having it and you spreading it. So like, please, let's try to keep being safe, man. It's just,
and I feel like
doing this for so long.
I feel like this is the darkness before the dawn. I really do, because I feel like the news now is starting to. I mean, obviously, people that we're there's tons of cases that are happening every day. We're at an all time high, but we're also starting to get news of like positive stuff for the vaccines and things like that. So I know it sucks, and I know that it could still be six more months of not knowing, but we're right there. We've already put in this year of hell and shit. Let's turn the corner. Let's all be in this together again, and let's just kind of be responsible.
Well, the fucked up part too about it, I think, is how we can't take our case, like, we can't take what's going on in San Francisco and apply that to other cities. That's the part that's so weird about it, right? Where for months talking to my family in the Chicagoland area, it's been that. And my dad asks every week, so can you go into restaurants yet? I'm like, no. And he's like, oh man, that's crazy. Cause they were eating inside of restaurants again, and you know, distance. And then it was the back and forth about masks and shit like that. So now with them, and I'm not at all briefed on Chicagoland, but I think they're going back to phase three or just did. So it's like, everybody's like, oh my God, we're going into lockdown again. And it was that question of them starting to deal with it, asking me like, man, are you guys worried about, are you upset about it? And I was like, no, you don't understand. Like, SF went into lockdown and never came out. Like, we
well, I mean, even I then, SF has pushed, like, has been like a little bit more lenient with stuff, and like then even now we're dialing back even more because it's just like
curfew, right? Yeah, exactly.
Well, there's a curfew in California, but in SF specifically, we're also doing the restrictions on restaurants and even outdoor things. It's one of the levels back now.
I didn't even know.
So that was the thing, right? I have this show coming up on Friday, on the boat show, right? And it's completely compliant. But the problem is, we were like, oh crap, are we gonna be able to do this? Because the governor was like, hey, there's a 10 o'clock curfew now. And so thankfully the show gets wrapped at 9.
International waters.
And that's why I keep telling the captain, I was like, maritime law. And he goes, maritime law. He actually told me, he was like, maritime law doesn't apply when you're in the bay of San Francisco. I was like, oh, that's too bad.
That's so funny.
That doesn't work. Did you hear that back in the 90s, Captain Crunch messed up their factory?
Why was I such a gullible kid? I swear to God, I probably would have been one of those like dumb shit kids. It's like, I only like the left Twixes. Probably. That was a good marketing campaign too. You guys, can I tell you guys something? I normally skip through all sorts of commercials, but there is one commercial that's happening right now that I cannot fucking get enough of. And it's the guy teaching people how not to become their parents. Have you seen this commercial? Mm-mm. Oh my, it's like, I want to say it's a Geico or a Progressive commercial or one of those genius marketing campaigns. But it's just, I'll find it for you guys. You guys can talk amongst yourselves. We'll watch it together. It'll be fun.
Oh, okay. Well, while you do that, let me tell you, this is the Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, four best friends gather on these microphones, each coming to share whatever it is bullshit's going on in their lives. Like that for some reason? So you go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you can toss us a few bucks and be part of the show. You can have your questions read. You can get the show ad-free. You can get it with the exclusive post show we do each and every week. You could even give a little bit more, be a Patreon producer like Jared Dessert, Old Dirty Billy, aka Odd Billy, Julian the Gluten-Free Gamer, DJ Kento, Steve Powers, and Kieran O'Donnell. Of course, you could be doing the same thing over there. You could get the exclusive gold topic of the Game Over Greggy show we just did last week, and oh, so much more. However, if you have no bucks toss our way, you can watch live, just like Cameron Kennedy is, Adam Werner is, Michael Padron is. Of course, if you have no bucks toss our way, though, you can go to youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe each and every week for a brand spanking new episode. More housekeeping for you. Remember, Batman in Review is wrapping up. We have just finished The Joker, so we've taken care of all the theatrical Batman movies released that weren't part of the DCEU. We will be back Monday with a new In Review that will be us talking about all the podcast within a podcast. Our rankings, personal for the list, Gonzo for Gordo, you name it, it'll be there. youtube.com/kindoffunny kindoffunny In Review on podcast services around the globe. Today we're brought to you by Fubo TV, Guideline, and HelloFresh. But for now, Nick, what are you giggling at?
I just dropped our group chat, this general chat in the Discord. Your wife says, I can't believe one of y'all thinks raw cookie dough gives you worms. And I said, it was your husband. And she said, of
course. Why?
Joey pops in and just says, quote, one of y'all.
then Lucy James comes in and says, do we still have some in the freezer? And I'm gonna say, no, I ate it all. At Lucy, hold on, I ate all the cookie dough in the freezer. That's what happened here.
I don't, first off, Andy, you know that I
have every part. It was a brand new thing and I ate all of it, and I made some of them into cookies and I ate that too.
That the women and children too.
Yeah, exactly,
all of them.
And then, Jen, it's not that I think it gives you worms. I remember that being the rumor growing up, and no one ever got worms.
That's what you get for living in a country with no fucking healthcare. It's salmonella, not worms.
I know as an adult, I know that, but is it, you're a kid, and your mom's going to tell you salmonella? They say it's worms. Yeah, Nick says it was the 80s.
Nobody knew anything in the 80s, guys. Yeah. It was the Reagan era. I also want to say,
can you tell Jen that it's the same thing that my mom would tell me, where if you eat the cookies straight out of the oven, you're going to get diarrhea? Because we were told that all the time. And it wasn't until a bunch of other Latino people in our comments are like, Andy, my mom told us that too, dude.
There's nothing like the fear of diarrhea.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you don't want that.
It was a fear of the chorro, is what it is. Yeah.
Oh no.
That's what they call it. You get the chorro, a little brown butt. Yeah.
The chorro?
Yeah, chorro.
Oh god.
What is that? Is that what it means? Actually, brown butt?
No, chorro is just like a slang for diarrhea. You're gonna get the chorro.
Can I tell you guys something that I discovered last night? This is a very disjointed podcast, and I'm very much enjoying it.
Are we not having fun? Is that what it's about? Our final piece of content recording before Thanksgiving break.
I'm having a great time.
Yeah, real quick, hold on, Nick, before you say that, sure. Jumping off what Greg just said, we're about to come up on the 100th episode of the Kind of Funny podcast. I know that doesn't mean shit because we just renumbered it and stuff, but it's still like, it's a fun number. Yeah. This one's number 98. And I was like, oh shit, the last one of the year is going to be 100, but no, it's not. The last one of the year is 101. So
what if we just don't do one? You know what I mean?
Cancel it. Yeah.
Yeah. But
we do 99 part two.
Take a week off or
shit. And... you're really right. I'm down for that, Greg. Let's do it. You're smart, man.
We make up the rules. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Right. That's what we're going to do, everyone. Get hyped. Cool. Nick, back to you.
I had a random discovery last night, guys, and this is the kind of thing that I don't like to share, but then I was like, I have to share this. So sometimes, Andy, I get snacky at night, but I don't keep any snack food in the house because I'll eat the whole thing. But recently, for some reason, I think it was because I had pizza like 2 weeks ago, I bought some of like the grated Progresso Parmesan cheese, you know, the classic like green, pops off at both sides. You don't know which side's going to be worse, like to get, it doesn't matter. And I was like, I'm green just going to eat. Oh, no, the container's green.
You know what I mean? Like the craft.
The craft, that's what it is. Craft.
You just put it on the table, the grated Parmesan cheese.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like
the staple, of your fridge.
Yeah, yeah, do both sides pop off?
Well, both sides. No. One side's open and the other side has three holes. So
yeah. He's talking about the top. No, he's not talking about dual ends. He's talking about two different kinds on top.
Right. The split.
Cool. I can just fucking feel the craft tube you're talking about. I know this Parmesan cheese.
Yeah, it's like squenchy, right? So the other night I was like, I'm so hungry, but the only thing I have nothing in this house and I don't want to go anywhere and I don't want a snack. So I'm like, I'm like, if you just eat a spoonful of grated cheese, it's like eating a slice of cheese, like a piece of cheese, but it's not like, it's the same thing, right, Andy? Like if it's just a different function, like a formation. So I poured myself like a bowl of Parmesan cheese.
A bowl just, now? We like, went from a spoon. Hold on. You can't go from Andy, a spoonful to a fucking bowl.
So it gets worse.
Oh, not great.
A whole bowl. Just,
did you put some marinara on top of it too?
No, because I didn't have any marinara. So I was like, I was just going to pour a little bit, but I had the wrong end open and the whole thing dumped out. And I'm like, fucking put the rest of it in there. So I'll just eat what I want out of the cheese and throw the rest away. Flash forward, I'm on my second bowl of the night and my stomach started to churn. And I don't mean like a full bowl. I mean like you pour a little bit in and then like, you know, it's like two or three scoops full. So then I get the right idea. I was like, what if, I'm like, this is not very good because it's very dry. But I'm like, if you heat cheese, cheese will melt. Melted cheese becomes more flavorful. That's a great idea. But I just moved into this new place, Greg, and I don't have a sense of how powerful the microwave is yet.
Sure.
So I put a bowl of grated Parmesan cheese. Now, Andy, grated Parmesan cheese apparently does not have a liquid state. It goes straight from being ground cheese to hard as a rock and burned. And it literally woke Dee up. She was like, what is that smell? And I'm like waffling, like I'm trying to get the smoke out of the tiny window. I was like, oh, I'm just like trying to laugh.
You're like the Joker after he like shot the gun and like woke his mom up and he's just like, fuck, turn the TV up.
And guys, it quit like literally all day yesterday. Dee was like, I'm just gonna clean the place all day. 3 hours she cleaned this while I was working. And then the poor woman goes to bed and not
exhausted.
30 minutes. Exhausted.
Smelling like Clorox. Literally has like, those like chemical burns on her hands from being down there.
Her thumbs hurt from scrubbing the kitchen
counter. Fucking man-child of a husband goes in there and nukes a bowl of grated Parmesan cheese.
But guys,
I'm hungry. It gets
so fucking weird because I was like, I'm so sorry. I will not do that again. Okay, I have to throw this cheese out because it's literally a hard rock that's caked onto the ceramic bowl that I microwaved. And so I go to scrape it off and it comes off as this big cookie of like globbed on crispy Parmesan cheese. Yeah. And Andy,
no,
I was like, I wonder if it's good. So I took a bite of it and it was phenomenal. I have discovered
a cheese
new
cookie.
Thing now. It is a cheese cookie. That is what we all have now. That you can thank me for that.
All it does is stink up your entire house and wake up your wife.
You got to have a whole other apartment if you want to make them. You got to go over there and move over there.
Dude, here's the thing, Nick. Earlier this episode, we found out people will pay $69 for cookie dough. what will they pay for Nick's, well,
for Nick Scarpino's cheese cookie?
So they sell these things, right? They sell these, like, if you go to like Starbucks, they have little crispy cheese things, but they're not as good as this was. You have to start with Parmesan cheese and just nuke it until it's like going into another century.
What
is really good. It's what
I want. I desperately want. Obviously, Nick cannot do this at his own house, right? This is a brand new house. If he does it again, it's immediate. Like, he's headed straight to divorce, single bedroom, eating hungry man's in his underwear, watching fucking Rambo 3. I want...
Damn, you nailed it.
I want a ghost kitchen for Nick now, mm-hmm, to just make these stupid-ass cheese cookies, and I want his business to fail.
What would we call it? What would we call it? Because, like, this is the, we have to remember, have some name that's like catchy, like LOL barbecue or whatever, BBQ. Yeah. But like, what would get people enticed to order Nick's cheese cookies?
Yeah.
I don't think Nick's cheese cookies has a good enough ring to it unless you know him.
Nick's probably. Is that going to be the name of this episode? Is it going to
be Nick's cheese? It 100% has to be the name of this
episode. Can you apologize for them? And when you say Nick apologizes for his cheese cookies. Guys,
I did enough apologizing last night to my wife when she came out of the fucking room ready to just rage at me.
We're still going to get to the name, but one of my favorite things when you were talking about your second bowl of Parmesan cheese, the Lou put in the live chat, Nick knows all about El Choro.
You guys want to hear another fun story that's been happening to me lately?
I hate that segue.
Hey, we're going to Diarrheasville with Nick. Yeah, it'll be like that time we were at fucking Dave and Buster's, and you're like, "Can I have some of your cheese cookie?" That giant thing that was in the salad, and you ate it and mine, and then you went home and got so sick.
I got so sick. It turns out that I have a threshold now in my older age for caffeine, and if I have one too many cups of coffee, it goes straight to diarrhea town. Isn't that weird? Mm. Triggers it. It's like an escape hatch on a garbage chute. If it gets too full, it just like it blows it out into space.
Sure.
Oh, God.
So that's where I'm at.
We're so disgusting here.
That's it. That's all you wanted to say. That's all you wanted to say.
See you guys.
Hey, John, would you eat another Nick's cheese cookies?
Are they supposed to be sweet or savory?
Savory.
Yeah.
All right, cool. How he makes it is he takes the Kraft Parmesan cheese off the refrigerator door,
try it right
put
now,
it in a
Greg.
Bowl, and then nukes it for 3 minutes. Then eats
1 minute. It was 1 minute.
I mean, it comes off as one piece. He eats like a cookie.
I don't think that's a true story.
That is. I'm sorry to break your opinion of Nick Scarpino. That is a true story. Come, if you're gonna be this involved, you gotta come over. No, okay, bye. It makes sense though, because I'll eat a block of Parmesan cheese.
I'm thinking crunchy queso. I'm thinking crunchy queso.
Because I'm looking right now, I just googled cookies.
Crispy queso. Crispy queso.
Patty cakes cookies is the first one. Patty cakes cookies, and I like it. You know, that sounds kind of fun. We got cookie love.
But that's not involved with Nick at all.
I know. We got to find our version of these.
Crispy queso by Nicky. Crispy queso by Nicky.
Give me back my cookie is the name of the place.
Crispy queso is really good, though,
Andy. Here we go. Hold on.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Nicky cookie cheesy.
Nailed it, Andy. Nailed it.
Nicky sticky cookie.
Cheesy, but cheesy cookie. Cheese has to be in here because people are going to get a dozen of these things and they're going to eat one bite and they immediately throw up.
I didn't know cheese was in here. Why is it just cheese? Nowhere on the box does it say there's cheese.
There's a place in Berkeley called Nut and Butter Cookies.
I feel like that's good, though.
Is dangerously close to like them having a lawsuit.
What about Nick's cheesy surprise?
No one's gonna order Nick's cheesy surprise.
I'm dying at the idea of somebody getting a box that is Nick's crispy, or what did Greg call it? Nick's crispy
Nicky's sticky cookies.
All right, Nicky's sticky cookie, and they're like, "Oh, cookies!" So we're like, "Wow, this one's really bad." What is
the thing is, they're not sticky at all. They actually have more of like an artificial rock texture. You know,
sure. Like,
you know what, those game. Oh yeah, exactly like that.
Like, nowhere is it ever advertised that there's cheese in there. I would love that.
People are ordering online. I'm like, I guess it's going to be a sampler. Is this going to be chocolate chip or whatever? And they get it. There's cheese. This is microwave cheese.
Here's the thing. We know from the ghost kitchens that there is potentially a shade of something diabolical going on. Some lies happening. Remember, we saw at the San Francisco that Michelin graded restaurant, like, completely being fabricated. Yeah, yeah. right? Right. So what I want Nick to do is fabricate a partnership with one Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, that's
and we,
a great
we idea. Call this, do you smell what Nick what is cooking?
What Nick's cooking.
Oh.
And when and
describe the smell.
You could, so the smell is, by the way, the smell is when they open that box, you're going to get hit with a boof of cheese smell. It's just going to boof right in your face.
Boof.
So we could probably do something like that. Like have a quick boof.
Yeah, have a quick
that's boof. What you want to call it. Nick's have a quick boof. Boof.
Nick's cheesy Nick's boof.
Cheesy oh. boof. Let me ask you guys a question.
I want to toss this one out before we move on. Dale Sapwell had it. Nick, Nick, Chi Chi.
God.
That's Nick, say it good. For me. Say it for me.
Nick, Nick, Chi Chi.
There
it is. Like looking at the listing on Uber Eats, like, is this like. What's is this like? I don't know, Chinese food. What is this? Like, I don't know what this is.
Well, even better is that Dale spelled it N I K N I K G G C H E E.
Like, oh, like, it's right. a white man microwaving Parmesan cheese.
We should do a pop up. We should do a pop up.
I it's one of those things where, like, you know, you guys know those things where, like, you have those small things that you eat that's weird. That oh, yeah. you just that just tastes good. It's just one of those things where now I'm craving these this thing, this biscuit of cheese.
Where do you why. Come down on this? You know, Ming Chen from Comic Book Men. He's yeah. been on our show, Ming.
Yeah.
He put up the other day that I've seen before, but I've never seen someone endorse it. He endorsed it. This place that makes submarine sandwiches, but puts them on pickles. So rather than get bread, you get the oh. big pickle that you slice and you put the meat inside of it. Let me get.
I always see that going. That always pops up on Twitter every once in a while. It's like. Check out what this restaurant's doing over here.
You won't
like,
believe what these guys do with yeah, pickles.
I always see that, but I
Barrett, is this worth putting into assets? Can you bring up what I'm talking about, or should I just put it? Into
I'm really scared, but you can send.
No, it's fine. Everybody, just go to Ming Chen 37 on Twitter.
I want to show the kids, but I'm just scared to look.
Oh,
at it.
No, that's what I was asking you. I was saying if you could do kids, it. Yeah. Oh, okay. Then here I'll toss it into assets for you. I'm gonna put it in general actually because that's easier. There you go. Gary Whitta won't understand. It doesn't matter. Who cares?
We all have weird stuff that we eat. Yeah, I think
I don't.
That...
No, I'm very normal.
Guys,
you think you're very normal?
With what I eat? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so scared of our Slack feed right now. Only because once Gary's in it now, like, okay, so here's the thing. You guys know.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. Look at this. Is yeah. the Ming
Oh my god! Yes, I'm all in on this. Do
yeah,
they bring
I'm
out
definitely
the
down to try this.
I would try it. That's like super low carb. That's great. Oh yeah, I know. Yes, I would.
That looks yeah. that looks fantastic. Although I do worry that two sides of that thick of a pickle is going to be too much.
It's going to be too much. But I
if
feel
you
like
notice, he hollows it, it or he they hollow it out a bit.
Yeah, you got to.
So it's not like a solid thing.
Mm. Where
is I mean, it is solid, but it's one.
Red
you
New
got
Jersey.
That in Red Bank, New Jersey. But I mean, other people are doing that too.
I love so, pickles, man. This maybe gave me the sandwiches. Who knows?
Have you ever had a pickle with popcorn? My friend used to do that. He liked it a lot.
Love you ever had a pickle popcorn. On a pizza?
Also true.
Pickles pick.
Yeah, y'all are okay with pickles on pizza, but y'all don't fuck with pineapple. Y'all weird.
I fuck do. With pineapple. You know I fuck with
no,
pineapple.
I know you. We're on the same team here, Nick.
I love pineapple on pizza, yeah. And I think that the peanut M&M is the superior M&M.
Thank you, Nick.
That's
thank you, Nick.
A dumb thing.
You Nick, know, where you know what else? Blessing is the king of Halloween, I've also heard.
Wait, real quick, too, Nick. Crunchy peanut butter or smooth peanut butter?
I'm a smooth peanut butter kind of guy.
That's yeah, yeah. smart person. Yeah. You're smart human being.
I'll fuck with crunchy every once in a while, but it's not.
Just to so remind you yourself to also you hate understand, it?
No, I don't dislike it. I like the texture sometimes. Like when I eat peanut butter, I pretend I'm a dog and I go like this.
Sure.
You know how dogs do.
Yeah.
But the problem is I can't keep peanut butter in the house because peanut butter is my favorite go-to spoonful.
My favorite thing to microwave.
we all know what a spoonful means to Nick.
I would eat those little tiny jars of like Skippy or Jiffy, whatever the hell it's Skip. What is it? Skippy or Jiffy? Jiffy. Whatever.
There's Skippy and there's Jiff.
So Skippy's my preferred peanut butter. Those little tiny ones they sell at the corner stores, I cannot buy anymore because I will go through one of those in a night if I'm just
cold. Picture chilling. Nick with like a Tupperware full of fucking peanut butter. Be like, I'm going to have a little snack.
I love peanut butter, especially like I'll never forget when I was living still at home with my parents. My mom decided that I needed to be healthier. Wonder why. I was like 240 pounds at like fourth grade. Doesn't matter. And she was like, we're switching over to organic peanut butter. And
now,
I'm like, great. great. And I opened, Tim, I opened this jar of organic, no sugar added peanut butter. And the first thing I see is just 2 inches of oil.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm like, what is that? And she's like, well, it says on the thing you're supposed to like mix it in. I'm like, I got to mix this in every, it tastes nothing like real peanut butter. It's just ground up peanuts with oil. It's fucking terrible. And ever since then, I was like, I respect peanut butter more.
We had a conversation about this. Obviously, the crunchy versus smooth peanut butter debate raged on the Gamescast we recorded today. And that's where the poll came in. And that's where the majority of people, 63%, said, yes, smooth is better. Jen heard it. And she's like, oh, you're probably one of those powder sugared kids. I was like, what do you even mean? And she's like, oh, that light prefers the Skippy to natural. And I was like, you know what? I am a powder sugar kid, I guess. I 100% want the preservative laced. This thing came out of a laxative factory. All right, give me whatever this peanut butter is that was manufactured with chemicals. Okay. I don't care 100%. For peanuts in my M&Ms or in my natural peanut butter.
Greg, right? You know what, Greg? You know what? You and I, we've had this rivalry for decades about this crunchy peanut butter. I'm very way faster than you, by the way.
I could beat you in a foot race, guaranteed.
No, you cannot. It's on camera. But we've had this rivalry when it comes to creamy peanut butter versus crunchy peanut butter.
Yeah.
But we stand on the same side of like, I don't give a shit what you put in my food, man. If it tastes better, I'm down with it. I don't care if it's all natural or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But life's too short, you know?
I agree with you. This is the same thing too. You want to keep talking about, let's just, you know, talk about my wife not understanding fine dining. All right. A couple months ago, we were on a road trip, stopped there. I gave her a Twinkie for the first time. Right. Oh, and so then it got me started of like, maybe I should eat more Twinkies.
You're a child. You're a child with a credit card.
So every so often, I'll pop into a Walgreens or a gas station. I come out with a Twinkie. She just shakes her head at me. She doesn't understand why these are delicious.
They're so delicious.
Maybe I should eat more Twinkies.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining like the thought process of somebody like eating pizza and being like, I should eat more pizza. What kind of a, like, why is that something that you're proud of? Be like, you know what? I should eat more Twinkies.
Well, you know, you have a good thought. You got to put it out there. You got to sit there and thank the universe for giving it back to you.
There really is just that, you know, that a time and a place for that whole stand of Hostess cakes.
Oh my God.
Because I think the Twinkie, we can all agree the Twinkie is like the goat of that style of puff pastry, like treat, right?
Yeah.
But there's something to be said for like the ho-hos and the ding-dongs.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. I'll throw it out there, man. The zingers can fucking get
zingers.
It.
Zingers. Okay. Zingers. That's a get deep it. Cut.
And the snowballs, I can't quite get down with the snowballs, but I'll fuck a snowball up every once in a while.
Here's the thing is like the Twinkie thing was one of those, oh, we're on a road trip. And I looked at it. I was like, oh, I haven't had one of these in years. You know what I mean? And then you have it. You're like, I should eat more of these. But it was that same thing of like
road trip foods. Yeah.
Now what I'm doing is kind of long playing it where I'll have a Twinkie every so often, but I see the Hostess cupcake there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Brown cupcake, brown frosting, the white curly Q frosting on there. And I'm like building up the anticipation for that. You know what I mean? I think it's similar to edging. I vaguely remember us talking about edging before.
Yeah, we
it's
did.
Similar to that where I see it and I want it, but I'll wait a little bit. I'll wait till I'm really going to, because I'm going to bite into that and I'm going to taste Grandma Miller. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's
going to
be memories of hanging out.
I don't know what you mean by that, but I can extrapolate. I think
I thought you were gonna say I was gonna build up and then, you know, eventually I'd get that cupcake full of cream in my mouth or whatever.
No, I just meant that Grandma Miller used to buy those all the time after school. I'd sit down and watch Batman the Animated Series or whatever, and I have that
there. Hell yeah.
I do want to say though that, you know, when I think of the rankings, the problem that I have with the Hostess cupcake is I do think that they are similar to a lot of other cupcakes.
Hold on. We lost Barrett, I think. Is Barrett back?
No, we lost Tim.
Oh, we lost Tim. My apologies.
We lost what the fuck?
If he comes back with Hostess cupcakes, I'm going to be stoked.
Oh, he's the son of a bitch.
Video feed cut out.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Turn off your camera, Tim, and then turn it back.
Yeah, give me one sec. Yeah. My bad.
Now, it's funny, Greg, because I used to think that the ding dong was superior, but no, the cupcake is, in my opinion, the superior chocolate.
100%.
Treat.
Absolutely.
Wait, let me Google the ding dong. Let me Google a ding dong.
Ding dong's like a hockey puck.
Oh no, these suck.
Oh.
No way.
I'm thinking of a ho ho. I'm thinking of a ho ho. You're right. You're right.
I think ding dongs are so inferior to the Hostess cupcake and the zinger. The zingers are so overlooked because I think of their shape and size. Because
they look like the Twinkie, but they're not.
But good Twinkie. Lord, it is the best. And when we're talking about texture, right? One of my favorite things about these cupcakes along with the Hostess cupcake is the texture. It's why I prefer sort of like a crunchy peanut butter, because with these cupcakes, the frosting has a little bit of a crisp to it.
It fights that back.
Perfectly complements the softness of the cake and the cream filling. Like, it is a delight if you could get your hands on one of these. Good luck, though.
I lost the narrative on this, but do we agree that the Hostess cupcake is number one?
As far as the beating out the Twinkie?
I mean, just this entire genre. This like
I'll probably get outvoted. I'll be honest with you, because I think the Zinger is number one and the Hostess cupcake's number two. But on any given day, it's like Marvel rankings 1 through 10. On any given day, I might prefer, you know, Guardians 2 over Thor Ragnarok or whatever. You know what I mean? But
sure.
The Zinger is just like so goddamn good, and I really. Now, wait, Andy, y'all to try one soon.
I'm seeing three different types of zingers. I didn't even realize this. There's the cream filled vanilla zinger, which is to me that's the zinger that I think of. Right? There's the chocolate.
Oh, really? I think of the chocolate.
Really?
Devil's food.
And then the devil's food, I guess, is what you guys are thinking of. I didn't even realize that that was a zinger. I thought that was a totally different name. But they also have the strawberry like coconut zinger, which is the same configuration. It's a different configuration of the snowball, and those are pretty damn good too.
I like that's a good the snowball. One that I think snowballs of with zingers, because those are the ones my grandpa would get. That last
the
one,
raspberry. Yeah. I've never tried. I only think of the chocolate.
Yeah, raspberry.
Chocolate's always been sort of the default. When I, you know, I'm kind of sad right now, Nick, that you're telling me that these yellow ones are vanilla, because I would love if they were banana.
That's gross, Andy. That's weird. That's a bridge too far.
Yeah, you don't like banana tasting stuff?
Artificial banana is like one of the worst things in the world.
Banana nut muffins are phenomenal. Banana runs.
Banana in it.
That's real.
Banana Laffy Taffies are incredible.
See, Andy, right there. Those are the things I was just going to bring up. The second you said banana, it makes me think of the banana Laffy Taffy, and I want to throw up in my mouth right now.
So good. Oh, my God.
Disgusting.
That Nick, is what I need like you to do. I need you and Tim to both buy a big ass variety bag. Give me all the bananas. Those are so goddamn good.
You can have all of them. I don't like Taffy that much either. I don't like Laffy Taffy because I'm always afraid it's going to pull one of my teeth out when I'm eating it.
Yeah, same.
Ugh, God.
For the record, banana candy generally sucks.
Yeah, I think so too. Tim, okay, I would say that.
I'm just not voted here. It's fine.
To answer your question on my front, I still think the Twinkie is the goat, because I think the Twinkie is the most balanced and light. And I think there's something about adding the frosting that makes it just too sweet. But I shit you not, I used to go through like at least a half a box of Twinkies a day when I was a kid.
Jesus Christ. I mean, shout out to the Twinkie for sure. But I'm with Andy that like it is the texture of the frosting that kind of like gives it a little bit of edge, where it isn't just this like soft fluff. It's like soft fluff with the wet cream, with that hard little crunchy crunch.
Kind of annoys me about the Twinkie. It's just a big mass of smush. And I need a harder texture to complement it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it has like a little bit of like toastiness on the bottom of it, though. If you remember, like that's where it makes contact with the pan they cook it.
They have banana. They have banana Twinkies.
Banana Twinkies.
Has anybody ever heard the whole banana flavoring thing? I was Googling off to find it for you here.
Mm-hmm. I just know that whenever they use flavoring on Great British Bake Off, Paul Hollywood dings them. Because you're not supposed to use like extract or flavoring.
Know this, Greg.
Let me read a little bit though. I'm going to read to bring
it's
it
a cool
up.
Aspect. It's
I'm
a
reading aspect. From foodandwine.com. This is Adam Campbell Schmidt. Banana runts are the best runts. Don't deny it. There's a reason they sell them on their own in a 5-pound bag, and why any bowl of runts will quickly be devoid of the yellow within minutes of its presentation. Okay, maybe we don't offer up a lot of bowls of runts to household guests, but the point is, whether it's fruit-shaped hard candy, Laffy Taffy, or Jell-O pudding, banana flavor is distinctly identifiable and enjoyable, and, well, it tastes nothing like bananas. That may be because the banana you eat today are not your great granny's bananas. Say that 5 times fast. That's what they do.
Great granny's bananas.
If you bought bananas in the first half of the 20th century, it's highly likely you are buying the fatter, more flavorful cousin of our modern banana, the gross Michael, a cultivar that was the top banana of its day and comprised the majority of things, blah, blah, blah. So it goes down when you break down the flavoring, it comes down to this compound, isomyl acetate. According to a BBC story on the topic, if you were to sniff isomyl acetate, you would say that's bananas. But you know, in the literal sense, Cavendish bananas have a more subtle and complex flavor than Gross Michael's. So this one shot flavoring can't really cover the nuance of the banana we all know. However, studies of the flavor compounds in Gross Michael bananas show that the old school bananas packed in much more of the isomyl acetate flavor than the present day counterparts. So it's not that the fake banana flavor doesn't taste like bananas. It's that bananas don't taste as flavorful as they used to.
That's crazy. That's wild.
I
guess
I just don't. Sorry, Andy. I think I misrepresented.
Fuck those old bananas. They suck.
I think I misrepresented myself here. It's not that I don't like bananas. I love bananas. I just don't like
bananas. I love bananas.
Candy. Like, I think banana.
Banana candy sucks.
Yeah, I think the banana as a fruit might be.
Well, I mean, you just sourced a whole article praising him, but go ahead. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I can't be held responsible for what this author wrote about.
It was written on a website.
His name's Gross Michael.
Nobody likes runts.
It's just tasty, period.
Across the board, that runs just suck.
So back to the conversation that Tim had brought up that we had, here's my thing, Tim. Is the Hostess Cupcake the number one on this chart? I would say Twinkie, but I wouldn't argue against. With Twinkie, I think I'm even voting more for nostalgia and who you think, Twinkie the Kid and all that jazz of that. I think that the Hostess Cupcake is a delicious, mass-produced pastry you put on the shelf that never goes bad.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to that.
Shout out to that. I wouldn't stand in the way of that whatsoever.
Nick, I want to ask you a question. I want to play a little game.
But before he does that, let's hear a word from our sponsors. This episode of the Kinda Funny Podcast is brought to you by Fubo TV. Sick of cable? Tim was too. That's why he switched to Fubo TV for live sports, news, and primetime TV without the complicated contract. Fubo TV is how you should be watching TV. Get everything you want in one place for less than the cost of cable. Fubo TV brings you over 100 channels, cloud DVR, and no hidden fees. Stream your shows on your TV or any other smart device. They have the major broadcast and cable network, so you can find all your shows, including live sports, news, and primetime TV. With Fubo TV, you'll get all your favorites like This Is Us and The Bachelor. What do you think Tim's watching? The Premier League and the NBA and all the news channels and so much more. There's no risk to try it out. Get full access to Fubo TV for a few days for free. Right now, Fubo TV is offering our listeners a free trial and 15% off your first month by going to FuboTV.com/kindoffunny. There are no contracts and you can cancel anytime. Go to Fubo.com/kindoffunny. To get FuboTV.com/kindoffunny to get 15% off your first month and a free trial. That's FuboTV.com/kindoffunny. Our next sponsor is Guideline. Offering a 401k sends a great message to your employees. It says you have their backs when it comes to choosing a 401k provider for them. Which one will have yours? Guideline provides easy and affordable 401k plans for small businesses and startups. Whether you're offering an employee retirement plan for the first time or want to make changes to your current retirement benefits, they design a plan to fit your needs. You can get set up in as little as 10 minutes. Guideline handles the admin, compliance testing, record keeping, and investment management. There are no separate costs, no added investment fees, and monthly fees start at only $39 plus $8 for each employee. And they integrate with popular payroll providers. Over 13,000 companies use Guideline to manage their 401k. With a Guideline 401k, you and your employees can save money while saving for retirement. For a limited time, you can go to guideline.com/kindoffunny and tell them you came from Kinda Funny's podcast. That way you can get a $100 gift card when you start your 401k plan with Guideline. Again, that's guideline.com/kindoffunny to get a 401k for your business. Don't forget guideline.com/kindoffunny. Tell them the Kinda Funny podcast sent you. And then, final sponsor of the day is HelloFresh. HelloFresh offers convenient, no-contact delivery to your doorstep for easy home cooking with the family. The recipes are easy to follow with simple steps and pictures to guide you along your way. HelloFresh cuts out the stressful meal planning and grocery store trips so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in about 30 minutes. You've heard us talk about HelloFresh for a long time because they've been the sponsors for a long time. For a long time, of course, Tim and Gia were using it. Tim would always rub these burgers Gia was making for him in my face. But now I got Blessing and Kevin using it, and they're rubbing their food in my face. One of the things Kevin likes so much about it is that there are a ton of vegetarian options. Of course, Paula, a vegetarian, so he has to take care of her. HelloFresh is there for you. They send you, you go through, you choose your menu. They send you the food, step-by-step instructions, pre-portioned ingredients, and you get to assemble amazing meals in minutes. That will keep you and the whole family happy. HelloFresh, of course, is sustainable. They're doing a whole bunch of different stuff. They got the contact deliveries. They're all over the place, and they want to help everybody. And that's why HelloFresh is the first global carbon neutral meal kit company. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to try cooking some of this delicious food, you can go to HelloFresh.com/kindoffunny90 and use the code kindoffunny90 to get $90 off, including free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/kindoffunny90. Use code kindoffunny90 to get $90 off, including free shipping.
Now, I'm specifically targeting Nick with this one.
Yeah, okay.
Get him. Get him.
It's two truths and a lie.
Okay, here we go.
I have to come up with them, or you're going to? Okay.
I'm coming up with them. And you have to tell me at the end of it what you think.
I was like, okay. Which one's the lie and which one's the truth?
Yes.
Okay.
Tell me at the end.
Okay.
Number one.
Two truths, two lies.
Two truths.
Two truths, one lie.
One lie.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Two truths and a lie is the name of the game.
That's the name of the thing. Two lies.
Yes.
Two lies.
No.
Yeah. Go ahead. I got you. I'm with you. I'm just fucking with you.
Number one. Disney Plus is rumored to have a new initiative called Disney Plus Star to be announced at the Disney investor meeting next month for R-rated movies.
Okay.
Number two. Due to the success of CBS's Young Sheldon, NBC is about to launch a show called Young Rock with Dwayne The Rock Johnson running for president in 2032, reflecting on his past shenanigans as a young rock.
Okay.
Or number three, Alfred Molina is going to return in Spider-Man 3 as Doc Ock.
Oh, so God. Which one's the lie? I would say the lie is that Alfred Molina is going to return to Spider-Man 3 as Doc Ock.
You've nailed it, Nick. You have nailed it. That is, I mean, it might happen, but there is no evidence to that happening. Disney Plus Star might be a real thing, but the real thing I wanted to get to here is Young Rock, baby. It's happening. Have you heard about this?
No, I heard about Young Sheldon obviously was a thing. So that I was like, that wouldn't surprise me if they decided to do things like that, but that's crazy. So he's going to just kind of supply VO and occasional cameo, and then they're going to cast someone younger.
Exactly. I think this could kind of be like Everybody Hates Chris, but it's called Young Rock.
But people will like it.
Did people like Everybody Hates Chris?
I don't remember it doing well. I shouldn't talk shit about Chris. I don't remember. I just remember that being sort of like a, hey, let's ride the coattails of Everybody Loves Raymond. And I think it was only on for a couple seasons, but I could be completely misspeaking.
I come from a different generation, and I feel like my friends and I grew up talking more about Everybody Hates Chris more than Raymond. Like Chris. Like we grew up liking Everybody Hates Chris.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
See, Four
seasons. Mad.
Okay. Yeah. So it's pretty. That's pretty successful.
And that was like. Terry Crews was the dad, right?
Yeah, Terry Crews is in it.
That was Chris like, Rock one, is like the my narrator. Introductions to Terry Crews, and he's great.
Crews dad.
Damn national treasure is what he is.
But the Rock has a show being made about him as a young boy, as he's like becoming president of the United States.
That's amazing.
So he's going to be a young kid becoming president?
No, he's going to be himself right now becoming president, and it's going to be reflecting on the trials and tribulations of his youth. Presumably, if it's autobiographical, him coming up as a wrestler, and I imagine having all sorts of shenanigans.
Having $7 in his pocket. Yeah.
Which is the name.
Do you think this is foreshadowing him actually becoming the president?
I don't think The Rock ever wants to be president.
I don't know, though. This definitely kind of like gets that ball rolling.
We don't need more celebrities down the hill. In office.
Please, no. I think it's just one of those things where we've talked about this before, and obviously, like, I think it would be incredible if someone of his clout and stature tried to run, but I still follow The Rock on Instagram because obviously it's incredibly inspirational. But every time I see pictures of him, he's like on a jetway, by a cool Gulfstream plane with like a $10,000 suit on, and he looks amazing. And then the next day he's like on a film set, and the next day he's like pushing his alcohol. And I'm like, well, this guy works hard enough. He doesn't need to be president. This is a much better life.
Let's not do that to him.
Much better life. Let him be a star. We don't deserve The Rock, first of all. And second of all, let him just be happy. Let him just be happy for the rest of his life and spend time with his adorable kids and like his idyllic life. I want that. I don't want that because, you know, you guys look at those pictures of like presidents when they started and then like 4 years later, 8 years later, they look they've aged 40 years. I don't want that to happen to The Rock. And also, you know, I mean, Biden already looks like that, but
The Rock is going to get super muscular. Like even more so.
Oh, he just gets even more jacked?
Yeah, 8 years in. Yeah, I mean, gym is being installed in the Oval. The Oval Office is not going to be an office anymore.
It's everywhere. It's where he goes to work.
Yeah, Bertha is
everywhere. Every room has a big Bertha in it. That'd be the jam.
I love it.
That guy's just, he hit a stride and just fucking tore it open. God bless him. Good for him.
Just remind me. I'm gonna try to get his liquor, a tequila.
What's it called? Oh, the tequila brand, right? What's it called?
Teremana. Teremana.
I keep getting that confused because everyone's got, there's three major brands that are always floating around my head because their spokespeople are people that I follow. One is Ryan Reynolds with Aviation Gin. And those commercials were fucking hilarious back in the day. But then the other one that's getting pushed super hard on my feeds right now because I follow nothing but UFC stuff is Conor McGregor's Proper 12. It is. Proper 12, that's what it is.
Because it's the Proper 12 rounds. Proper 12 is fucking dope.
Is it good?
Yeah. It's actually like surprisingly good. Because a lot of these like name brand things is just like, all right, whatever. No, Proper 12 though is super dope. I'm not really a big Jameson fan, but it's in the family of Jameson, and I'm like, damn, it's actually pretty good.
Apparently, Aviation Gin's pretty good. I think I had it in a cocktail a couple times last year. I can't remember anything about last year, but I remember drinking it and going, actually, this is pretty freaking good gin. And I don't even like gin that much. But that's my question for you, Greg. How big do you need to get for us to launch the low tier?
Pickleback.
Natty Light, Bud Light of beer for you. Yeah, the Pickleback. That's what it'll be. We'll call it Pickleback.
Oh, man.
Whiskey with pickle. Like
that's perfect. People love it. Then you got to have a whiskey chaser. It depends how big you want to go, Nick. What is the reach we want to have? Well, we can launch anything small, keep it nice and tight. People be fine with it.
It's less about reach and it's less about product. It's more about when you read like how much money George Clooney made off of his liquor brand. It's like hundreds of millions of dollars these guys
are Nespresso, right?
These things. Now, he was an Nespresso spokesperson, but he had a tequila brand, I think, that he was pushing with one of his investors. And that the image of him just carefree riding a motorcycle in like Mexico with no helmet, no safety gear is just burned into my brain. I'm like, that's who I want to be one day. And just hawking sub-tier liquor to people. So how do we get there? How do we get to the place, Tim, where we can make hundreds of millions of dollars selling a tequila brand? Called what was it called, Andy? Churro.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to do Follow the Leader season 2.
Oh, perfect.
Aaron Castro.
I miss him. Able to do cool things. Because when he's all contained and not able to like really freely go do bar stuff, I feel like he's being held back.
But you know who he is. You know Eric from Follow the Leader and everything else. What you want to talk about? Kismet, everything happening for a reason. Everything's awesome, right? I saw Eric talk about on Twitter, oh man, Scalper screwed me over. I had the PS5 in my car, didn't happen, didn't get it, blah, 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 blah. And at that point, we were all tapped out. We had already gotten all the units we had, we had already either given to Kind of Funny people or given to friends and sold to them, right, kind of thing. And so I was like, oh man, I wish I could help that Eric, but it's too late, thing's gone. Got hit up by SD Infected on Twitter one day. And he's like, hey, know anybody else who needs a PS5? I have one that I'm willing to sell. No markup, just the shipping to get it to him. And I was like, hold on. And I hit up Eric. I'm like, do you still need one? He's like, yeah. I came back and I was like, SD Infected, you remember Eric from Follow the Leader? He is in need. And he's like, awesome. Is he in San Diego right now? Because I live in San Diego. And I was like, yeah. And he's able to get it right there.
That's
get it right
so
there.
Awesome. That's right. Last time I saw SD was in, there you go. Yeah, but last time I saw him was at Comic-Con, and then we've seen him at a whole bunch of other things. But I remember we first met him at Portillo's in Anaheim.
Yep.
And I remember him saying that he was coming down from or up from there from San Diego. But damn, that's cool. Good for you. Best friends, being best friends, getting Eric Castro
a PS5. You have a lot nicer friends than I do. I have a buddy of mine, one of the comics. You guys know him, Janesh. He sent me a link to a Twitter feed that was it was a girlfriend asking for anyone who had an empty PS5 box so that she could play a joke on her boyfriend this Christmas.
Jesus.
And he was like, you should give her yours. I was like, that's a terrible thing. Why would I do that? That's such a Greg Miller thing to do to someone.
No, I would never do that to somebody.
You like to pull
pranks. I make dreams come true.
I don't crush them. Do to Joey or something.
Mm. It also does seem like
you didn't tell me we were doing it to Joey. God.
It also does seem like one of these pranks that you would see on the internet and immediately know, oh, this is fake. Like
it's set up. It's like a Dobre Brothers prank where they're like, oh, I didn't know. And you're like, you knew. And fucking restock your joggers, for Christ's sake.
Come on,
guys. 6 years.
I wonder if there's stores back.
Maybe.
Was it restock gone for your while? Joggers yeah. and stop getting so many views. Like, just stop.
Andy, I told you how. Where are we at with the backflips? Because I asked you if you to start doing backflips for this channel. Jesus Christ! I couldn't get it out. I started laughing at my own stupid joke.
That's how they get you. Right?
I've been learning since quarantine started. That's been my mission. That's been my goal. Learn.
If you ever do a backflip, that would be amazing. That would be amazing.
The shop is down, prepping for Black Friday. I bet.
No, I think it's just been down for a while.
I think they just make Black Friday's been coming for a while though. No
shit, you're right. They had to prep. Get all those joggers ready.
They know how it's going to be.
Amazon merch store.
They know that Nick has a bot set up to immediately take the stock, like all the PS5s.
I know that we've talked about time being a flat circle in general for quarantine, but this week, especially with us only working 2 days, do you feel like you just don't know what's going on anymore? I'm checking out for the Rocks tequila right now. And it's like, do you want it delivered on Tuesday, the 24th? I'm like, today's the 24th. It's not Tuesday. And I'm like, fuck, it's Tuesday.
I'm glad you bring that up because, yes, I mean, normal times, I obviously always feel lost and displaced, specifically without keeping up with all you guys. So there's been multiple times where I've been sitting in our office and you guys are talking about something and I just go, yeah. And then I hope no one asks me a question about it because I don't know what you're saying.
Right.
But lately, it's been on like fucking caffeine or like on cocaine where I'm like, I feel so displaced from the world because it takes so much more effort to be connected to things. And then obviously like what I'm doing, my normal routine has been so uprooted that now I wake up, I get a cup of coffee, I turn on the news, which I never used to do. Wow. I used to just go like listen to a podcast and relax. And so I'm immediately getting that burst. I'm reading news on my phone, doing all those things. And so I feel like I had to literally install the IGN just like bookmark just to have something else to remind me. Like, dude, you could just read about stuff you like. You can read about like video games and stuff and like figure out what's coming out for this console that you have that you're right now just playing Warzone, the PS4 version of Warzone on, which is fucking awesome, by the way. But, you know, I don't know.
There's a lot, man. All right,
guys, I'm getting the Rocks Tequila tonight. I'm very excited.
I'm very proud of you. Tonight. It's coming tonight.
Hey, man, BevMo. They know what's up.
They do.
Dude, I'll tell you this. I did, you know, that Parklet show you made fun of me for doing, yeah. Tim, because you said it was only two people there.
Uh-huh.
In reality, there was at least 10. It's a place called Aliment in San Francisco. And obviously, I don't know if they're still doing it, but once they open back up, we got to go to the brunch show because they serve a cherry bourbon lemonade that is one of the best cocktails I've ever had in my entire life. And I like literally found myself stopping by the show just to get a cocktail and hang out and watch comics. And I'm like, what is this? I can't do this. This is just normal life. I can't do this shit.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait for getting real cocktails again. Good shit.
I miss the idea of just going out.
There's like cocktails around here, and like there's some actually pretty dope places that do like cocktails to go. We'll take Moose for a walk, and like you can like order on the way, and then they'll like just, you know, give it to you as you go, and it's pretty nice walking back with a little cocktail in your hand, as Nick would say. Not the same.
I mean, it's still fun. Like our roommate is kind of in like the bartending circle, and she does like a lot of like home experiments of cocktails and stuff. And you know, it's been nice to like kind of like every Friday have like a fun little cocktail at home and see what it's all about. Yeah, I do miss these. I do
see what it's
the
all about
experience though, Tim. I do get what you're saying.
I don't, you know what, Barrett? I don't miss the bar experience. I just miss like the camaraderie experience of sitting out like. I know I hate bars, especially in this day and age where it's too loud. I mean, I'll never forget that genius tweet that Andy has never been able to top, where he's like, genius idea, a bar that plays music half the volume of other bars. And it got like a
billion views. That was when we were in Austin, remember? We hated that fucking thing.
So smart. But I do miss hanging out with everyone and just sitting in like a quiet environment, having a really good cocktail and just talking shit about whoever is not there with us.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just enjoying it. And now, Tim, if you want to go into the general, I put two things in there that I need that I think we could probably get from you right now.
Yeah, definitely. So the thing is, on the list of Nick's needs, number one, $7,000 computer. Number two, a Dobre Brothers sweatshirt that just says Dobre on it. Okay. Yeah. It's suitable for 10 to 15 year olds. It's the one that you sent. Yeah.
Just saw it.
And then you sent another one. It's a unisex hat that says Dobre in what can only be described in as Lisa Frank tie dye.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's accurate.
It's $7. Mm-hmm. Okay.
These plus $4.99 these aren't shipping. Actually Dobre branded, right?
Oh no. No. Andy, this is one of those brands. The brand's called ugly, spelled U-G-Y-L-Y. Okay. And if you look, it's one of those things where you can get it on any color you want.
That's a good point.
Oh, sure.
Because they don't give a shit how it actually looks.
Made in the Czech Republic, probably.
Who are the Dobre brothers?
Oh, God. Oh, Greg Miller, let me tell you. They're these YouTubers, they're brothers. It's debatable how many they are. It's very similar to the Wahlberg situation. Gotcha. But either three they're or known 10. For doing sweet, sweet backflips.
Okay.
And that's really all I remember from
that. No, remember, they also pull pranks on each other that are so obviously set up that you think the joke's on you by the time you get to the end of it.
Yeah.
You're like, there's no fucking way this person didn't know. Like, they're like, we're pulling a prank on my girlfriend. And they open the door and throw a fucking alligator into her room. They're like, oh, let's see if she leaves me this time.
Yeah. Like, yeah. All of the headlines and thumbnails, Greg, are so-and-so kissed my girlfriend. What do I do now? Or like, kiss my, you know, shit like that. Like, and it's all just totally fake stuff. And then you look at the views and they each have like 18 million views on each video. And you just want to vomit and just not do anything anymore for the rest of your life. It's that type of content. And the brothers are like, we surprised our parents, or we crashed our parents' Lamborghini to trick them to give them a new Lamborghini. Like, it's like shit like that.
They're like mid 20s, but they also do another series. It's crazy. They also do another series where they review movies.
Oh my God. They're beautiful. Franchise.
And they on their series also only gets 20,000 views, which is crazy.
10 Greg. Million subscribers.
Yeah, Greg, do me a favor, and I just sent you a link.
That's what I've opened. I see them here. I see them in their little
head. Please read me the about description.
Sure, I'm going to do it in some of it's in all caps, so that's when I'll yell. Mm-hmm. We are the Dobre brothers, and we do backflips. We dance, we do backflips, and we also live life like there's no tomorrow. Tune in every Friday and Saturday to be part of the action.
Can you imagine how cool you'd have to be, Greg? To the first, when someone asks you, Greg Miller, what do? And you jump to, I talk about video games, like chicken wings, right?
Yeah.
These guys go, we do backflips. Like, that's their fucking answer, man.
And then first movie you want to hear, it's almost 1 million views, destroying my brother's PS4 and surprising him with a PS5.
No way. Like, God damn it. That's exactly what I was just talking about. I wasn't even looking at their shit. Of course they have something like that. Of course.
But it's also they live the life. It's like that. It smacks with like all these things are rented and none of this stuff is owned. And they're just like, they have this fake life that they're manifesting. And one day the documentary is going to come out.
But the thing that sucks the most about it is that they are all really, really bad at acting. And you're right. Like that makes it even worse and harder. It's a harder pill to swallow because they are so terrible when they are on camera. And they're like, hey, man, I brought you a PS4. And they're like, man, you broke my PS4. How dare you, man? And then we got you a PS5. Oh, my God. Dude, no way, man. Like, it's
you
that
fucking nailed it, Andy. That was uncomfortable.
It is that holy level shit. Of acting. It is that level of acting. And I hate it, dude.
Do their pranks always end nice?
No.
Because, oh, man, you're right. The acting's awful.
Yeah. We lost Nick.
We lost Nick. Whoops.
But, it is truly terrible, Greg. And they also have rap videos. Where they are somehow worse.
And sometimes they're with extremely well-known rappers. Like, Andy, I'm blanking on his name right now. The Gucci Gang, G-I. Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang.
Gucci Mane. No, not Gucci. Lil Pump.
Yes, Lil Pump. Thank you, Nick. Fuck, Nick, I hate you right now. I hate them.
Dude, we're just fucking haters. We're so jealous of these guys.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So jealous. That's exactly fucking what it is. I'm not going to act like I'm not jealous. I'm absolutely jealous that these people get to live their lifestyle because they started off doing backflips. Good for them. Great at backflips.
Not trying to take that from them, for sure.
But the rest of it is just like, it is.
It's just vapid. It's just kind of devoid of any sort of like substance, in my opinion. But that's like most people on YouTube that get super famous.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay, but
into the alligator pit.
I feel like some people make awful content,
really,
but they
really
are good. Entertaining about it. Really, I think
this
these
one
guys
is
are
an interesting one. Guys, hot guys. Girls paint us.
Nick, what's do up? You know that Barrett? Your video is off?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Why is my video off?
You were kicked
hot
from the
girls
call.
Hot girls paint us. 7.8 million views.
Hot girls penis? What?
Paint us. Paint us.
That's a different one. That's a different kind of video series. Yeah, these guys are, they're doing the do. But I love that like one of the top videos they just posted was my girlfriend challenged me to a race, and the cars they are driving in this are insane. One of them is the Lamborghini SUV, the Ursa, which I think is like a $200,000 or $250,000 car versus an X5, which is ridiculously fast too.
Kev, sorry, Nick, go back a couple videos.
Okay.
Three or four or five.
Lucas and Marcus. 2 weeks ago. Lucas and Marcus are recommended. 22.7 million subscribers. Twins that dance and entertain.
We opened a Starbucks in our house.
Is what
Fuck
I was
you, people.
For.
I want that. This house is unbelievable, too. It's on like a 10,000 acre lot. And I have to like, it was funny, Tim, this is such a me comment, and I'm going to start talking out of my ass. So just get ready to shake your head. Nick, you're a fucking moron. Have you guys follow Dan Bilzerian, right?
No.
No.
Okay, I do.
That guy sucks.
Because I'm ridiculous. And he is absurd. I started following him, and I was like, this guy's awesome. And then I just never unfollowed him. But there's been a string of videos of people coming out being like, he's a total fraud, where he's like, all of the stuff, it's just like, it's kind of like Firefest-ish sort of thing. Now, granted, I'm speaking out of turn because I didn't finish the videos. They just were setting up a lot of the things that he said he did. And I don't know if they have empirical proof or not. So this is all alleged stuff. But I can't help but think these guys are like just genius marketers who are like, they don't own the house, they don't own the clothes, they don't own the cars. They just rent all these things for these shoots and then bring them back. And so I guess my point is this. Tim, when can I have a $7,000 PC? Because I feel like,
if Andy does
a backflip over it, and I get a million views.
Well, the internet got really crappy.
Yeah, Nick's struggling over there. Nick's having some struggles.
All I want to say is Joey Noel tweeted 30 minutes ago a screenshot of the chat on this YouTube video that we're making right now from the live chat from Cameron Kennedy, who just said, Nick used cheese wrong, and we're all now listening to a whole podcast about it. Cameron Kennedy replies to this, and I subscribe on Patreon so I can hear about it early.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kind of Funny podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, you can be like Cameron Kennedy and go to patreon.com/kindoffunny right now to watch the post show we're about to do. Of course, you could watch it live like he is as we stream it, as we record it, so we can't edit anything out of it. Of course, you can get it ad-free as well and be part of it with your own topics of conversation on patreon.com/kindoffunny. However, if you've no bucks toss our way, no big deal. You can go to youtube.com/kindoffunny, roostersheet.com, and podcast services around the globe each and every week to get a brand spanking new episode. Well, I won't lie, but you're going to have to go to the post show because it's down to the wire here with 5 minutes left. Are banana flavored things good? Right now it is 50.5% yes, 49.5% no. Your vote counts.
Greg had to quote we retweeted to fucking bring in the masses.
Hold on, everybody shush. Yeah. If you pay attention, when I retweeted it, I said vote no. People came in and voted yes to go against me because they like to fuck with me. No was winning when I did it. I wanted it to be a landslide.
The whole poll is off though. The problem is, go for it, Barrett.
Really quick. So the way that I imagine this was Andy who put this up. Is he asked, are banana flavored things good? That's not what we're saying. We're talking about banana flavored candy. When I did a follow-up
tweet. No, I was talking
about
things.
I was talking about just things. We talked about.
The word artificial is necessary.
But you say that, but you retweet, you respond to the own tweet. Banana Laffy Taffy and banana runts rule.
That's redundant saying that like it has to be an artificial banana flavoring.
But we weren't
because
talking
if something's flavored banana then that means it isn't real banana. Like if you're eating a banana nut muffin, it isn't like a banana flavored muffin. It's just that's a banana nut muffin that has banana in it or whatever.
Yeah, but the problem is people are stupid. I agree with you, but people are stupid.
Because
the thing that's annoying me about this is Barrett's follow-up tweet that says specifically banana flavor candy. A lot of people were replying to that going, damn it, you know, I should have voted no or I should have voted yes because of blah, 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 and this and that. If you think that a banana flavored thing is good, which none of y'all here think any banana flavored things are good when it comes to like either, there's some people like, I voted no, but Laffy Taffys are good. Well, you should have voted yes then, okay? You should have voted yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, we got a post show to do. It's been our pleasure to serve you.